Midiyason, as you say, Israel have not claimed responsibility for this. What did you make of the strategy, if it was to be Israel, to disrupt the pagers, the handheld devices, the basic handheld devices of Hezbollah in this way? Some have described what has happened as indiscriminate.
And I'm asking again, both you and Secretary General of the United Nations, so what do you do against a terror entity? Nothing. So we're talking here about the most personal device. Every single person I know has their cell phone in their pocket. It is something which is on the person using it. So is there no way to do anything?
No, but
we have yet a type...
Mary, I take that
to
point.
To me, that it's not indiscriminate at all. It is
okay.
Specifically against
a 10-year-old,
who are Hezbollah operatives.
A 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl were killed, Mary, who were not Hezbollah
fighters. My heart goes out to every innocent bystander. And what you're saying again is that there is no way to do anything against a terror entity that builds itself in the civilian population. That is exactly the blueprint that terror entities use so that you and I, decent, moral human beings, will do nothing. And when you do nothing, you get an October 7th attack. And I say it sadly. Every innocent bystander, that is horrific. But if a terrorist feels that they have a safe haven because they're inside the civilian community, what you get is the monstrous genocidal qualities of a Hamas or a Hezbollah that are being presented as if they are legitimate. Hamas and Hezbollah are not legitimate. They are terror entities, and they need to be challenged by you and by me. And not to just be limited, and I am with you on that, on the moral side, that I am never going to target a civilian, ever.